Remind you that baptism is actually a command. It is a sign of our desire to follow Christ in obedience. And so Jesus says this just before he ascended into heaven. This is Matthew chapter 28. Jesus came to his disciples and he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you, even to the end of the age," or always, even to the end of the age. And so we see baptism is a command of Christ. He instructs his disciples to go and make more disciples, and that, from what we see here, is part of the beginning is baptism. Baptism is a sign that points to someone desiring to obey Christ and confess that he is Lord, he is the master, and we want to obey him. So at its most basic element, baptism is a command to be obeyed, and it is a sign that those who are being baptized are saying to the world, "I want to surrender my life to Christ. He is my Lord. He is my master, and so I obey him." The second truth that we see about baptism, it's a sign of forgiveness and repentance of sins. And so Peter, when he was preaching, he preached to the people about who Jesus was and what he had accomplished. And after he communicated the fact that Jesus had come and was God's true Messiah, his chosen and one and only Son, and had rose from the dead, the response of the people were, "Well, what do we do with this? How do we respond to this notion that Christ is God's Messiah? What are we supposed to do?" And Peter said this. He said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So repent of your sins is the first part of that. Turn away from your sins. Confess that you are turning around and there's a new direction, which is what repentance means. It means turn around and talk to the people over here that you don't get to often see. When I'm headed this way, I turn and I go in a different direction. That's what baptism is. It is a sign of repentance, but also of receiving Christ's forgiveness. So a sign of repentance, but also of accepting the provision for forgiveness. Baptism is that confession of, I'm saying goodbye to an old way of living, and I am saying yes to a new way of living. The third thing you'll notice at the end of that passage, Peter mentions the Holy Spirit. Baptism is a sign of receiving the Holy Spirit into your life and into your heart and soul. Paul says this to Titus. He said, "Jesus saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ." So baptism is a sign that you have received the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, and that he has regenerated you, right? Regeneration means I was once dead to the things of God. I didn't care about God. I didn't want to obey him. I had nothing to do with any of his commands. Couldn't care less. And yet something's different now. I've been regenerated. My heart is renewed. And baptism is a sign of that renewal from and the washing away of the sins symbolically in the waters of baptism points to that reality. So baptism is an outward sign that points to a transformation that has happened inwardly within us. And then the fourth thing that we see about baptism is that is a sign of cleansing towards God, cleansing from sin in faith. Peter says this in 1 Peter chapter 3. He says, "Baptism, which corresponds to this," and we'll get to what the this is in just a minute, "baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Some people often struggle with this and think that this says it's the act of baptism that saves you, because that's what it says, right? Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you. But that's not what Peter's saying if we keep reading, but he says it's not the removal of dirt from the body. So it's not the physical act of baptism, but baptism corresponds to something. And what is that? That something that he was referring to was back in the days of Noah when the flood came Waters of flood covered this world as a sign of God's judgment. And so Peter is saying, baptism is a kind of symbol that you have passed through the judgment of God safely. The people in the ark, Noah and his family members, all eight of them who were in the ark, passed safely through the flood waters of judgment. They lived through God's judgment. Baptism is a sign of that. It's saying, I'm no longer condemned. I have died to my sins, and I have been raised again to new life in Christ. And so because of the resurrection, right? That's something that has happened in reality, which affects this thing. It's not the baptism itself. Peter says it's not the washing of the body that removes the dirt, but rather, he says, it's an appeal to God for a clean conscience. That's what baptism symbolizes. That's what saves you. It's not the act of baptism, the physical act, but it's the faith that appeals to God for a clean conscience. And so it is a kind of asking of God, I need to be cleaned. I need to be washed. Will you forgive me? Will you wash me of my sin? So it's a confession of sin, and then it's a trusting that God will keep his word and forgive you. And these are spiritual realities that we don't see, right? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could see someone's sins get washed away? Right? If there's you know, a little ticker tape on your forehead, you know, 797,000 sins, and suddenly if you could see it washed away and it goes down to zero. That's what baptism symbolizes. So God wants us to picture in physical realities that we can see, spiritual realities that we can't see. And so he commands us to do this. And the faith that rests in the resurrected power of Christ is what washes us free of our sins and sets us free. So baptism points to that reality. And then baptism also points, finally, to union with Christ. So Paul says this in Romans chapter 6. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Don't you know this? He says, this is a simple fact, right? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Paul again is pointing to this spiritual truth that something happens miraculously when we put our faith in Christ and we believe the Bible. We believe God's word, that Jesus is the Son of God, that God has provided to take away our sins. When we believe that, and really receive it into our souls and receive his Holy Spirit, Paul is saying, you're united with Christ. When you receive his Spirit, the Spirit who dwells within Jesus is the same Holy Spirit who dwells within all believers. The same Holy Spirit who raised Christ from the dead is the same Holy Spirit who dwells within the children of God. All of us who are his children today have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And Paul says, because of that, you're united with him. In a very real spiritual way, you're united with him. You can't see it, but it's real. And so he says, in his death, we died to an old way of living. We died to our sins. That's when you're submersed in water. It's like being buried. And yet, we don't stay dead. We're raised up. So baptism is a symbol of dying to the dominion of sin in your life and being raised up to walk in newness of life. I say that when we baptize people, to remind you that you're raised to walk in newness of life. And today, you're going to see and hear from some people who are going to be baptized. But many of you in this room have been baptized. Remember the truth, the wonderful truth of the gospel that has happened to us by faith in Christ. So don't just hear testimonies and say, oh, that's somebody else. Remember what has happened to you. Remember what is the change that has happened. So baptism is a command. It is a sign of obedience. It is a sign of repentance and forgiveness from sin. It is a sign of regeneration, being made alive to the things of God. And it is a sign of being cleansed from sin, being washed completely clean, and a sign of union with Christ. All of these things are the signs, that the realities that are pointed to in baptism. And so I'm going to invite every person to come and share their testimony, and I'm going to invite Ben Wallstam to come.